In this week's parsha, in the beginning of Perek Tes, we learned about the Korban Pesach being offered the first year the Jewish people in the desert. Simple mathematics, the Jewish people left Egypt, Pesach time, they received the Torah, Shavuos time, then they had 120 days divided by 40. 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu went up, came back down, there was the golden calf, and then two more sets of 40 to each Yom Kippur. This is a few months after that, the first year in the desert. And they're offering a Korban Pesach like they did the year before while they were in Egypt. In fact, the Korban Pesach while they were in Egypt sort of was the ticket to get out of Egypt by observing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Such a great mitzvah, they earned the credit to leave Egypt. Rashi here on the Pasuk says that it was disparaging for the Jewish people that for the entire 40 years that they were in the desert, they only offered this one time a Korban Pesach. The other years in the desert, they did not. Rashi just tells us that it's a bad move. It's disparaging against Klal Yisrael that they didn't do it except for this one time. The question obviously becomes, why didn't they do it the other years in the desert? And many answers are offered. Interestingly, Rav Avram Luftfer in the Sefer Zer Avram has a diuk that goes back to Parshas Bo, when the original Korban Pesach was commanded to the Jewish people. There in Parshas Bo, Perek Yubeis, before Hashem gives the command of the Jewish nation of Korban Pesach, it preempts it by giving us the command of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is that the Jewish people have a calendar, and how they're supposed to set up the calendar year, we have a combination of a solar and lunar year. So, he says, therefore, it must be a prerequisite to have a Korban Pesach. The only way to serve a Korban Pesach is if you're first going to observe Kiddush HaChodesh. He notes that there are two ways to observe Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh can be done through astrological calculations. They can see on when the new moon is supposed to appear. Every year, every month, the moon becomes larger until the 15th of the month, then becomes smaller, then it disappears for a small amount of time until it reappears for the new month. Or it could be done by witnesses coming forward and seeing it. And they come to Bezdin and they say, we saw the new month. Two ways it could be done. What happened for the 40 years in the desert? He quotes a Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel, that understands that the clouds of glory, the Anani HaKavod, close off the sight to see inside or outside, meaning that the Jewish people inside the clouds of glory, inside, while they were traveling the desert, could not see a sun or a moon, which meant the only way they had the new month function was through the calculations, which was fine, but it did not help the prerequisite of being in a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was only permitted to be brought when there were two witnesses saw the new moon and came to Bezdin. Since two witnesses did not see the new moon through the entire years of the desert, they were not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. He obviously assumes that the first year was a special Hirah Shah, was a special reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed it. That is the idea from Avram Luftfer. But on this idea of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is debated by Rishonim, that the Jews could not see out as well. It wasn't a one-way mirror that the Jews could see out and the outside people couldn't see in. It wasn't just a protection from foreign agents, but it had a certain quality that they could not see out as well. We answer a tremendous diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara Babasra, Ayin Haman Al 75a, says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was told, V'nasata mehoitcha on Yeshua, mehoitcha means that he was supposed to give some of his majestic qualities over to Yeshua to lead the next generation, but not all of it, the Gemara says. Then it says, what was the reaction of the people? The elders of the generation who saw the difference between Moshe and Yeshua, they gave a famous phrase, Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chama, the face of Moshe was like the sun, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Levana, the face of Yeshua was like the moon. Moshe was the sun, he was the moon. Every word we always say has to be analyzed. So Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz quotes from previous sources, and he says like this, what's the reason why the Zakenim said it? Only the elders of the generation saw a difference? The concept of V'nasan Mehoitcha, some of your majesty, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua should have been noticed by everybody. One of the answers was that the old people, because they said this concept of Pnei Chama K'bnei Levana, looking like the sun or looking like the moon, the people who were born in the desert for 40 years did not ever see a sun or a moon, just like they couldn't see for the new month. Therefore, the only people capable of making this analogy of the Pnei Chama K'bnei or Pnei Levana would have been the elder people. And they bring this as a proof to this idea that when they were inside the clouds of glory, they were incapable of seeing outwardly. So we have a very lumdish idea of why the Jews in the desert didn't bring a carbon Pesach for the third 9 years. And we have a tremendous diak, as always, pointing out that every word of the Torah, every word of Rashi, every word of the Gemara has to be analyzed to the nth degree. Good Shabbos.